Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnupada, Tamahamsa, Parivrataka Jaya Jivan, Jaya Sivakuranta, Samish Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Grantra Asmat Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nidago Brahmanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 21. Eka Srijati Bhutani. Ekaha Srijati Bhutani. Bhagavan Atmamayaya. Bhagavan Atmamayaya. E Sambandham Cha Moksham Cha. E Sambandham Cha Moksham Cha. Sukham dukham cha niskalaha. Sukham duskalam. No. Sukham dukham cha niskalaha. Ekaha srijati bhutani. Bhagavan atmamayaya. E Sambandham cha Moksham cha. sukham dukham ca niskalaha. Ekasri jati bhutani. Bhagavan atma mayaya. Esham bandham ca moksham ca. Sukham dukham ca niskalaha. Ekaha srijati bhutani. Bhagavan atma mayaya. Esham bandham ca moksham ca. Sukham dukham ca niskalaha. Ekaha sijati bhutani. Bhagavan atma mayaya. Esham bandham ca moksham ca. Sukham dukham ca niskalaha. Eka srijati bhutani. Bhagavan atma mayaya. Esham bandham ca moksham ca. Sukham dukham ca niskalaha. Ekaha. One. Srijati creates. Bhutani, different varieties of living entities. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atmamayaya, by His personal potencies. Esham, of all the conditioned souls. Bandham, the conditional life. Cha, and moksham, the liberated life. Cha, also sukham, happiness. Dukham, distresses. Cha, and niskalaha, not affected by the material qualities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, unaffected by the conditions of the material world. He creates all the conditional souls by His own personal potency. Because of being contaminated by the material energy, the living entity is put into ignorance and thus into different conditions of bondage. Sometimes by knowledge, the living entity is given liberation. In Satyaguna and Rajaguna, he is subjected to happiness and distress. Purport. The question may be raised, why the living entities are situated in different conditions, and who has arranged this? The answer is that it has been done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without anyone's help. The Lord has His own energies, parasya shakti vividhaya sriyate, and one of them, namely the external energy, creates the material world and the varieties of living entities, happiness and distress for the conditioned souls, under the supervision of the Lord. The material world consists of three modes of material nature, sataguna, rajaguna and tamaguna. By Sataguna, the Lord maintains the material world. By Rajaguna, He creates it. And by Tamaguna, He annihilates it. After the varieties of living entities are created, they are subject to happiness and distress according to their association. When they are in Sataguna, the mode of goodness, they feel happiness. And when in Rajaguna, they are distressed. And when in Tamaguna, they have no sense of what to do or what is right and wrong. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, Parasha Shakti Vividaya Sriyate, there are different energies of the Lord, and these different energies are defined here in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. Namely, Sataguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna. These are the prominent energies in this world, in the material world. And the living entities are affected by these modes of energies. And Prabhupada explained in this purport that Krishna is the creator of all these energies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without anyone's help. And the Lord has His own energies. That is the spiritual energy. Just like right now we are worshipping Damodar. This is the Damodar month where we do candle offering to Lord Damodar. And very much the spiritual qualities described in this month by the Goswamis that we sing. Mother Yashoda is the mother of Krishna, foster mother. She is under the influence of Yogamaya. There are different energies. Yogamaya, Mahamaya, material world, were influenced by the external energy of the Lord, that known as Mahamaya. The covering potency of the living entities are influenced by. And Yogamaya, Krishna's internal energy, His own energy, spiritual energy. Mother Yashoda, she is mother of Krishna. You may say, oh, how can Krishna have a mother? He is the creator of everything. But you know, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Devaki and Vasudev, they performed great austerities in their past life to have Krishna as their son. So there are different rasas. The paternal rasas, the parenthood, is Vatsalya rasa, right? And then there is Madhurya rasa, loving exchanges, like the gopis and cowherd boys. Friendship is Sakya rasa. And then there is Madhurya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya rasa. And then there is neutrality, like the chamara that you're fanning Krishna with. That's actually a personality in the spiritual world. And like the flute. So these are different energies. But in the material world, there is the prominent energies. And that energies are explained here, sattaguna, rajaguna, tamaguna. By sattaguna, the Lord maintains the living, the material world. By rajaguna, He creates it. And by tamaguna, He annihilates. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Brahma creates, He is in the mode of passion, is mentioned. And Shiva annihilates tamaguna and maintains His Lord Vishnu, satyaguna. Because the difficult thing is to maintain. Like just like we have this temple. Constantly they have to clean it, they have to paint it, they have to sweep every day, they have the gundicha, they clean every day. And the whole world, they have to collect the garbage. If you didn't clean the garbage one night or 2 days, it's just masses of garbage piles up. So the maintaining is a very important job, and have to constantly maintain to keep the place clean and maintain. So similarly, that is done by Lord Vishnu. He is the maintainer of all living entities. He maintains this us, maintains this material world. So, Satyaguna is the mode of goodness, where we have to come to at least to this platform of our goodness. So if you're in a mode of passion and ignorance, passionate means you want what you want quickly. Hurry, hurry, hurry. There may be no qualities. So get it done. Passionate. Rajagun. Get the job done quickly. You see the city we're living in? You know, big, big cities. Melbourne, not that big city. I've been to big cities in Europe, America. Passionate. People moving fast. And then cars and airplanes and all the now the computers, everything, they have broadband, everything really quick. Even people eat very quick, and they didn't even have the time to even eat properly. They're eating in the car, and get a job, and if time's up, they want to leave as soon as possible. Not even 1 minute they will stay, because they have to pay extra. They'll be out of the office. It's all passionate. When you talk about bhakti, love, there's none, nil, zero love. It's all based on business. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. That's the material world. It's all passionate. So creation is a passionate work. Big, big buildings, Prabhupada used to say, this is like, they look like a matchbox, skyscrapers. So we have to calm down. Come to the mode of goodness. Santi. And mode of ignorance, you see, a lot of mode of ignorance people, what Prabhupada said, mode of ignorance, they are subject to happiness and distress. Yeah. Tamaguna, distressed. Always distressed, drunk. You see people are drunk, talking nonsense, just talking to themselves. You see people walking around and talking to themselves. We go in a hurry now, you see people, we come after 1 hour, they're still talking, drinking. This is ignorance. No knowledge. Just talking blah, blah, blah. Anything, same thing going around, around. This is mode of ignorance. Influenced by mode of ignorance. They do not know what they're eating. They didn't even see the label. So, most people, here Prabhupada says here, sense of what to do or what is right and wrong. They do not know. That is ignorance. So to be come to the platform of goodness, we have to at least come to the platform of goodness, and then we can transcend from goodness to pure goodness, sattva-guna. That sattva-guna is what we are doing, performing devotional service. So if we are influenced by rajaguna and tamaguna, we will not be able to perform our service nicely. Because these modes of material nature, they will bind us. We have to come, that's why Krishna says we have to rise above. This different energy, you have to rise above. To rise above, you have to associate. We have to read the scriptures. So the whole process of bhakti yoga, process of Krishna consciousness, is to come to this mode of goodness, and from mode to goodness, come to the pure goodness, and perform devotional service in the right mood, right attitude. Whatever we see, whatever we do, we have to do with consciousness. Jajjad acharite sestra, the great man, whatever he does, common man follow. What is that verse Krishna says? Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you give away charity, Krishna says, he has to do it for me. Even when you give charity, he has to give to a person who he is qualified at the right time. In the morning time, the sun rising, then you give charity to the brahmanas. So everything is regulation. There's regulations in life, regulated life. Because everything is there to bring about goodness to the world, happiness to the world, for the good of the world. Even you have children, that you bring them to be Krishna conscious. So you have to give them good association, sadhu sangha. You have to be in the platform of goodness. You have to be in the platform of happiness. So, all of us, when we are in the right association, then you can gradually lead others, lead the world to the right path. That's what guru means. Guru means one who is already situated in the spiritual platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati Nakangshati. He is in the Brahma Bhuta platform, spiritual platform. He doesn't have any hankering or lamentation. He's not hankering. Na sochati nakangshati. More passion means hankering, lamenting, wanting. Ignorant means you don't care if you have it or not. You're happy with being in the ignorance. One of the qualities of ignorance is lazy. The other day, this Aniruddha Prabhu was talking about lazy. In Kali Yuga, we are lazy to know what is the truth. People are just happy whatever they get, material things. They don't want to know more than that. You have a home, food, life, that's it. Don't bother me. You have money, home, job, what else? Nothing. You don't need any more. Family, bhajogya. I'm good, you're good, fine. Have a good life. Human life is not meant for that. You ask somebody, I'm fine. You're fine, I'm fine, we're all fine. Have a nice day. But human life is more than that. You have a job, means you have a secure job, a good job. People praise you for that. And then people judge you according to how much money you have, how many house you have. Right? But these things are okay, material. But that's all more of passion. You have one kid, two kid, three kid. On and on and on. 10 fish have 1,000. When they lay eggs, they have so many eggs. So that's why, you know, there's big fish, they just gulp all the 20. Millions of fish. We see so many more there. You see big fish, they have their mouth open. And all these fish come by, they go, hop! They just take it all in one go. What kind of life is that? Fish life. Million eggs. So, you have so many children, make them Krishna conscious. Then you can make them more. So human life is all about raising our consciousness to the higher platform of life, spiritual life. Don't tell me about a spiritual life. There's no God. I don't believe in that. I'm happy being in the ignorance. I'm very happy. Suffering, I love suffering. I like it. Go to work every day and come home tired. It's okay. I like it. People don't mind. They used to be suffering. That's more of ignorance. You see the people walking around, they're talking to themselves, drunk. And Monday they are very unhappy, they have to go to work. Saturday comes, Friday night, ha ha ha. You see there's a difference in their behavior. So their happiness is based on ignorance. Their happiness is based on material enjoyment. We get it, you're happy. You don't get it, don't happy. So, Bhagavatam says a devotee's happiness, sukha, spiritual happiness, is very subtle. Spiritual happiness is the happiness that comes from the soul. That happiness, you are equilibrium. You're always transcendental platform. You're not affected by happiness and distress of the material world. That's why the spiritual master, you know, they teach us these things very strictly. Just like just now, I came in the temple room today at 4:15 this morning. I'm still here. Now it's 8:20. And I was sitting here chanting my rounds. My mind was drifting off while we were chanting, because I didn't sleep well. I was affected by tamagun, ignorance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I had to wake myself up. So everything we do, we have to make an endeavor. As some people, they teach, life is very effortless. I don't believe that, effortless. Everybody have to work hard. Where's the question of effortless? Isn't it? You don't sit here, food and just fall on your plate. You need to chant your rounds. You can put a machine, it does chant round for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ah, very nice. That's cheating. And I put your picture there. You know, just like we have tapes going on. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada singing. You can put your voice. When you sit down to eat, put a big plate of prasadam, just look at it. Don't eat. It doesn't fill you up unless you eat it. Unless you put the food in your stomach, you can look at it forever. But you're going to be hungry still. So similarly, you have to practice Krishna consciousness. It's not just you talk about it. So I was sitting my rounds and I was like, so hard to stay awake. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Falling asleep. Every time I have to get up. And I get up, walk around, turn the fan on so I can blow air on me, go out there, sprinkle water on the eyes. So difficult. They say, oh, chanting Hare Krishna is so easy. Not so. And every time I'm thinking, oh God, well, when is it 4, 7 o'clock is going to come so I can finish, so I can do next part of the program. 2 hours I got to sit here, it's a pretty long time. So Mangalarati finishes 5 o'clock after Tulsi Arati, 5 past 5. Then we sit here till 7 o'clock. It's a pretty long time, 2 hours. And we read in the scriptures the Swamis and the Rishis and the sages, they were sitting meditating for days, months, Satya Yuga for years. How do they do? We find it difficult to sit for 2 hours. They sitting for years. And there was this king, he fasted for 1 year. 1 year! I fast half a day, I'm struggling. I'm thinking, oh, when's the prasadam going to be? 1 year fasting! I can't imagine. And he was just about to eat after 1 year of fasting. You know, I mean, he was really excited, you know. Like, if I fast a whole day, I can't wait to eat. And then, a big plate, and he's just about to eat. Somebody, can I have some? I said, get out of here, no way. It's my food. Fasting all day, I'm not giving my prasadam away. But he said, here. He gave his prasadam away. And only half left. Another person came, can I have some? There's hardly any left, fasting for 1 year. It's mentioned this story in the Bhagavatam. And that was Brahma and Shiva. They're testing him, King Rantidev. His, how he was behaving, his action of Krishna consciousness. He was ready to give. That's what is required. The reason why I'm saying this story is so we can understand that we have to rise above eating and sleeping. And all these qualities, material qualities. But to rise above mode of ignorance, passion, rajaguna, tamaguna. We have to rise above the modes. In order to stay Krishna conscious, we have to rise above these modes. Some people say, no, I want to be in the modes. I like it. I like to be sleepy. And it's such a good feeling when you're not sleepy. Like you're awake, you're fresh. It just feels good. It's just like when you take a shower. After you finish taking a shower, you feel just so refreshed. You're in the mode of goodness. You can think nicely, talk nicely. That's why we take shower for cleansing. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you're cleansing the heart. So hard to wake up, so hard to do things, because our mind is always bogging us down. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when you wake up in the morning, you should beat your mind 100 times with a broom. Right? Not this broom, they're very soft. In India they have brooms, they sweep, it's very hard, sticks. And before you sleep, at night, you should beat your mind with shoes. Or maybe morning time shoes, in the evening with brooms. Yeah, he said that. Because the mind is the same mind, we have it from previous life. And a life before. And that's why you have dreams, that you did some weird things many years, life back. The dreams come back, the mind is bringing back those thoughts from past life. That's why we have to beat the mind. Mind like a dog, always barking, rah, 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 rah. Yeah, so, that's why they tie the dog with a rope when they take it out. Take the dog for a walk, they tie with a rope. But they still, they have to pull her back. Always pulling here and there and barking. And they put a thing and block the mouth. So, our mind is like a dog. We have to tie it. Bring it back! Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says, wherever the mind wanders off, you bring it back under the control of the self. Kama isa krodha isa raja, rajaguna samudbhava. Krishna says, kama isa krodha isa, lust, anger, greed, these are all affected by ignorance and passion. Passion means they want to enjoy, immediate enjoyment. Suffer later doesn't matter, don't think about it. Let me enjoy now. Suffering, that's later. Now let me enjoy. We work hard now. We think it's suffering, but it's not suffering. Enjoy later. That is more of goodness. So, Prabhupada was talking about the laziness. We can't be lazy in spiritual life. Once you're lazy, then things become stagnant. We have to wake up. We have to face the reality. If you're lazy, procrastinating, somebody else will do, I'll do it tomorrow. No. Every day we have to finish our rounds. Every day we have to get up. This is just one life. Prabhupada said, just give this one life to Krishna. He used to preach to the parent, give your son to me. And those days, When I grew up in Krishna consciousness in the 70s, there was a lot of hard work. We don't have to work so hard now. I used to clean all the toilet in Mayapur, small kids. They made us clean all the toilets, sweep the road. They didn't have any laborers those days, because the temple didn't have enough money to pay the laborers. We did all the work. And I was strong, so they made me work in the goshala, clean the cows, shovel the cow dung. I enjoyed it, a service to Krishna. I never complained. Because if you don't work for Krishna, then you have to work for Maya. That's also very hard work. You see people in the train, in the tram, the buses, all the country in the world. You go to Mumbai, packed with people. In Japan, people, they push them in with a stick. Or the door shuts on you practically. Your shirt stuck. People go to work, they come back tired all day. Sometimes the boss making work extra hours. They don't pay you for it. Other countries. Singapore, people just rushing to go to work, rushing back. This is all passionate lifestyle. You think, oh, no, I'm enjoying. Where is the enjoyment? So there are different energies of Krishna. So Krishna's external energy, Davihesha Maya, Davihesha Ganamai Mama Maya Durattaya. Durattaya. Mama Maya. His energy is very stringent. Davihesha Gunamayi. Very tough. Very tough life out there. It's not easy. People rush in to go to work early in the morning. Sometimes I come here, like I take 6 o'clock train to get here. Already full. So many people going to work so early. Devihesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Durattaya. Very, very stringent laws of material nature. We're having whipped like a thunderbolt being whipped. Oh, I love it. Whip me more. like the camels. You know, they're eating the thorn. Oh, they're drinking their own blood. It rips your mouth. So they think they're enjoying. This enjoyment is very limited. So the material nature doesn't distinguish. Oh, you are this, you are that. That's why Krishna's devotee, they're not under the influence of the material nature. They are under the influence of Krishna's internal potency, spiritual energy. That spiritual energy is Krishna's energy. Yogamaya, back mother Yashoda. She was tying Krishna with a rope. She's trying to tie Krishna. Couldn't. She was frustrated. I want to tie Krishna. Frustrated. The rope was always small. And Krishna had pity on her. She's so frustrated to tie me. Krishna allowed her to be, himself to be tied. Because Krishna says, one can conquer me with devotion. Because Mother Yashoda is mother of Krishna. She's full of devotion. Who can tie God? He's the universe. He's the Supreme Lord, creator of the universe. How you can tie him? And Krishna was eating mud. In the mud. I remember even me, sometimes I used to eat mud. Sometimes in mud it tastes good. It depends where it is. In the field, in India, in the Mayapur, that area, the mud tastes good. Doesn't have a taste, but it has a kind of a tangy taste. Yeah. And there is a worm called earthworm. They only eat mud. And long. They don't have any bones. They only eat clay. No, just anywhere. Yeah, from the river. In the Ganges, in Mayapur, some areas are sand, because there's sand dunes. But on the banks, there's no sand. That's all mud. That mud is really good. So if you make brick out of that mud, it makes really good bricks. So Krishna ate mud in Vrindavan. And all the cowherd boys complained to Mother Yashoda, "Your son ate mud." So why did he eat mud? It's better than eating something else. Mud is good. Open your mouth. Let me see. Where's the mud in your mouth? So when Krishna opened the mouth, and Mother Yashoda, she saw universes and stars and planets, sky, even herself inside. She was like, "Wow, what is this? My son is not my son. This is some god." So the relationship between Mother Yashoda and Krishna is as of a paternal relationship. Father, a mother like that, and son. So Krishna momentarily was showing Mother Yashoda that he is God. But Mother Yashoda want to see Krishna as a son, not God. Then the relationship, it becomes something else. The loving exchange is different. So just for a moment, she thought, "Wow, this is my son. He's not my son. This is a God." So different energies. Krishna's yoga maya potency. That's why I said we are under the influence of Mahamaya, Krishna's material energy in the material world. That material energy is what keeps us bound up in ignorance and passion and goodness in this material world. That's why I always tell myself, "Get out!" This morning, I went to sleep last night, maybe after 11, because the program finished after 10. You know, we got here after 10. But by the time I go to sleep, I was mucking around, couldn't sleep, going to Facebook a little bit, and this and that. And then, as it's rolling around, very hard to sleep. You need to have air coming through the room there, it's all blocked, no air, couldn't sleep, and got up around 3:30. Just jumped up, throw the blanket over. I'm not going to sleep anymore, wasting my time. Ran to the bathroom, just purposely, so I can wake up, like an exercise. And I felt so good afterward. I came in the temple room. When you come in the temple room, you take a shower. That's what Prabhupada always says, rise early in the morning, take a shower. This cleanses the heart, cleanses the body. It just feels good. Then you chant japa, attend the morning program, see the deity of Radha Krishna, clapping your hand, play the drum in front of the deity, glorifying Krishna, sing the glories of Krishna. These things are so pleasing, not only to Krishna, it pleases us too. Even if you are not in the temple, you can do it at home also. You have a small temple room, wake up, take a shower, sit there in front of the deity, chant japa, have an incense burning. It's just spiritual activities, is so uplifting. I remember when I was traveling in Europe, they have this Woodstock festival in Poland. Hundreds of people come, thousands. And we have big stage, we do big kirtan on the stage, then they have a drama, and Maharaj used to light incense and give everybody incense. They're holding incense. Just the smell of incense, it feels good. Like I'm talking about the goodness. And so they're in the mood of goodness. They smell the incense, and he throw flower at people, get them to dance. So we our program is to make people come on the platform of goodness and pure goodness. Sadagun. People are in a mode of ignorance. And sometimes people didn't take shower for days. And you walk past like free full on. A Brahmana takes shower 3 times a day. There's no, if you don't have a shower, then you use a hand pump in India or take bath in the river. There's always take a shower to keep yourself clean. Shave. I've seen sometimes devotees come in here unshaved like this, all growing. Keep yourself clean. Eat food that's going to be good for you, very healthy. Don't eat rubbish food, junk food. This is all in the mode of goodness. Krishna explained Bhagavad Gita, different platform, the qualities of person in the mode of goodness, the character of mode of goodness and passion and ignorance. Mode of goodness is pure, juicy, fresh, full of life, pure, clean. And then passionate food is very spicy, chili hot. You're not enjoying the food, your mouth's burning. That's passionate. Ignorance, you don't care what's in it, you just eat old food, stale, canned food. They're preheating it, put in the microwave and eat. This is ignorance. So this is different qualities. So goodness is very juicy, is fresh, full of life, passionate, it's all very spicy. And then you eat spicy food, you talk spicy. Ah, you are angry. Ignorance, you don't even know what you're saying. Just blah, 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 like that's what Prabhupada says here. How are we going to affect people? How are we going to preach if we are in the mode of ignorance and passion? That's why it is mentioned. So Krishna, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He says, the source of everything. So someone may say, well, why did He create these energies? Because people want to be in a mode of ignorance. He sees the bear. I've heard the bear, they sleep 6 months a year. They wake for 6 months. Is that true? You see the koala bear. They are always sleepy. Right? Always. They're stuck on a tree somewhere and sleeping all night, whole day. Nighttime they wake when you're supposed to sleep. Because they desire that. Hey, you want to sleep? Okay, fine. Take birth as a bear. You want to eat so much food? Okay, become a pig. Eat whatever. You like to eat meat? Okay, become a lion, a tiger. You don't even need to cook. You can just eat straight. Pound upon an animal. You like to eat bugs and things? Become a bird. So that's why Krishna created, because we wanted that. He created this world because we wanted to be independent from Krishna. We wanted all this material program for ourselves. Suffering, happiness and distress. So spiritual life needs to wake up. Wake up to the realities. Why am I suffering? What is this happiness and distress? This is all about. Om Ganayati Varandasya, the spiritual master, comes to wake us up to the realities through Atmagyan, spiritual knowledge, teachings of Vedas, scriptures, Shastra, Guru Sadhu Shastra, the Vaishnavas, the devotees, the Guru, Sadhu, and scriptures, to guide us to the spiritual platform. Brahma Bhuta platform, spiritual platform. where there is no hankering and lamenting. Here in this world, it's all lamenting and happiness. They think they're happy, but that happiness in the mode of ignorance. Happiness in the ignorance. Ignorance is bliss, they say. He throw halwa at the pig. Nice buttery halwa made with butter and nice, tasty saffron. And you know, you eat it with so happiness. He throw at the pig, but the pig will use that beautiful halwa and mix it with the dust and dirt and then eat it. And they, oh, so nice. I'm loving it. So, spiritual happiness is so much bliss. But we are rotting in this material world and thinking this is, I am in bliss. I'm so happy. But that's not happiness. This is happiness here. Suddha Satta. Chanting Hare Krishna. Taking foodstuff offered to Krishna. Remnants of Krishna's food. It's the unique flavor. Anyone that comes to this temple, they can tell you. The food we eat is the same food they cook in an Indian restaurant. Alu gobi, palak paneer, chapati, fancy rice, you can get. But the food we get here, the same food, it doesn't have the same flavor. It has a more unique flavor because it's been offered to Krishna, it's spiritual food, it's sanctified food. Isn't it? Your stomach is not burning with spices. And not only that, it's offered to Krishna, it's prasadam, mercy of Krishna. So, more of goodness, you see, people may be very nice, he's a very nice man, he talks nice things. You know, okay, that's more of goodness. It's not enough unless you become a devotee of Krishna. Mr. Nice Man. Unless we can actually become Krishna's devotee and spiritualize our life, make our life a sublime spiritual life, we'll still be affected by so-called goodness of this world. It's not good enough. So the Hare Krishna movement, like this temple here, Hare Krishna temple here in Melbourne, 197 Dank Street. When you walk into this temple, you step into this temple, temple grounds, you will feel the difference from outside, because here the mode is spiritual mode. That's why they always say put your phone on the silent mode. Not during the class. Turn it off. Because we have spiritual mode here. We are meant to go and transform our consciousness, the spiritual consciousness. So when the people walk in here, in this ground, damp ground, then it's spiritual mode, transcendental mode. So let the holy name, let the glorious, spiritual glories, spiritual life rub onto us. We smear our body with the holy name. Dive in the nectar and pastimes of the Lord in this Damodar month. So that's the whole thing. This is yesterday night I had a program. I went to a program, a home program. There was 100 devotees. So nice. Damodar, and I spoke kirtan, big kirtan. We got up and we were dancing around the house. You know, they have a huge TV, but nobody cares. We transformed the home into a spiritual world, Vaikuntha. Every home of a devotee is a temple because they are performing bhakti yoga, they are chanting Hare Krishna, offering their food to Krishna. Their home is transformed into spiritual world. This is just like this temple room. I didn't feel any difference yesterday. They were singing, dancing in the kirtan. It just felt like I was here in the temple here. So the whole idea of life, our life, is to create that spiritual atmosphere wherever we are. It's a spiritualist, a sadhu, a devotee. Wherever he goes, that place becomes Vaikuntha, spiritual atmosphere, because of their association. They bring unto spiritual life to that place. Their body, their mind, their consciousness, kaya and vakya, whatever they say, is Krishna conscious. They carry Krishna with them. They're giving others to Krishna. Because they have it. Okay. Any questions? I feel sleepy myself, so I have to speak. Krishna consciousness is all about sharing. Yeah. It's not I'm saying I'm so pure. But we're trying best to keep afloat ourselves on the spiritual platform. After 20 years, 30 years, I'm trying. We have to expect it to be on the platform, not where we are. Make a move. Continue to progress. Prashna, hey, any questions? No? Good to see you sitting in the class. Because I usually see you outside talking and stuff. Even if you are not coming to class, but the people are listening online, because they have to go to work. But if you're in this temple, even if you're sitting outside, it's still you're in the temple ground. It's better than sitting somewhere else at an airport park. You're in the temple ground, so it's a very unique place. You know, people tell me, a lot of foreigners, that they come at prasadam time, regular time, some days, they tell me, when they walk in here, they feel very different than outside. They feel... this place has a very good vibe. They have spiritual vibe. Yeah, so, you know, it's because we are creating that. We ourselves have to be in it to be able to share with others. So if we don't have that vibe, we're going to give the wrong signal, wrong vibe. So we have to be in the spiritual vibe to be able to give others that vibration, that signal, spiritual signal. Otherwise they're going to get the wrong signal, even here. So Krishna is all-pervading. He is everywhere, especially here. This is his home, temple. So this is why this place is pure, spiritual place, temple. So those who are always here serving, we expect it to be in that spiritual vibration, to be able to share to others, to give to others. So if we are in ignorance, when people come, we're going to go, how are you? We won't be able to share that vibe. So we have to stay very jolly and in a mode of goodness and happiness, full of happiness. People say, Haribol! Wow. And then you go, Haribol! You're not giving that spiritual signal. They're going to say, look, this guy, Hare Krishna. He's not enjoying that. Just like when you go, Harinam. You have to look ecstatic. I say, these Hare Krishna people, they're so happy. They're singing and dancing. I want to be just like that. I want to be part of that. So when they see us in ignorant, they say, they're not enjoying. So we have to be in the mode of goodness, not in the ignorance and passion. We chant Hare Krishna. That's so fast. You can put a machine on. So hear the mantra, every mantra nicely. Clearly. Sound the holy name. Relish the mantra by hearing it. Your senses are all engaged. Observe in the name, the holy name. Just like children when they eat ice cream. It's only a little bit ice cream, not much in a cup. But they make it very last long. They lick on it. You know, after 1 hour, maybe half an hour, 1 hour, they're still eating it slowly. So relish Krishna consciousness. Full of nectar here, relish it. As you take your prasad, gone. Relish. Take each bite. Chant Hare Krishna. It's offered to Krishna. I'm relishing the prasadam. So this is how we can keep ourselves in the goodness, spiritual goodness. Everything we must do in a conscious way. Talk nicely with the devotee. Oh, so nice. This person is so good. This devotee is so nice. Always praise the devotee. Be in a positive way. So many people come here, oh, I want to be this, I like these Hare Krishna people. I want to be like them. I want to be part of them. They'll be looking to come here. Because we have to create that atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere. You see, Radha Krishna is here. We keep this temple room super clean. Proper taste playing, very... People come sit here, they feel good. Why they do that? Because they feel, they're uplifted, they feel very peaceful, shanti. They come here. They don't get that peacefulness sitting out there and under a tree. The mood is different. Here we have the airplane mode, Krishna conscious mode, spiritual mode. So we part that family. So we create that, then people are going to get a wrong signal. So we have to create that, what Krishna is giving us, and we are sharing with others. We are recipient of the mercy of Prabhupada. We are the recipient of the mercy of Krishna. We are the only one. We are the via media. We are giving to others. So if they see us in ignorance, how are they going to feel? So, we are so lucky, we are so fortunate to be able to be sharing that mercy, to be the via media to others, the mercy of Prabhupada and Krishna through us. We become the sharing that mercy of Prabhupada. We are the media. So, it's up to us. We cook, we keep prasadam, we talk to people nicely, we are chanting Hare Krishna, and we are doing this place. And they see very beautiful deity, nice beautiful temple room, so beautiful, and then they talk to you, and you're like, what is this? So we need to develop the qualities of the Supreme Lord. We need to develop the character of a pure devotee. Like Prabhupada. We're not just sitting here, I do my puja and this. We are expected to rise above this mode of ignorance and passion and carry on the spiritual qualities like our Guru Maharaj. When people come and see, they are associating with Prabhupada through you because you are the media. See, we have to have that kind of attitude. Dress nicely, put tilak, clean shave, shower, come to temple, and our mind become peaceful, chant japa in the temple, associate. Prabhupada made this program so we can become that, be in the Sudasata gun, because he created that atmosphere here. So when you're part of that place, we are in it, it feels good. We have to have that spiritual quality to be able to give to others. If we don't have it, how are we going to give to others? Yeah? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.